Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Ms. Champ?
Who is this?
This is Melina with customer support. We were just on the phone earlier and I believe we got disconnected.
Customer support for who?
You were talking about the wireless earbuds and protective case.
Yes.
And the lifetime warranty and the fitness tracker, and these were things that you had said that you did not order and you had disputed the charges with your bank.
Correct.
Or maybe with your credit card company?
Correct.
Okay. I do apologize. We did get disconnected earlier. I see here that you got $29.87 charged back to your card, and that was for the fitness tracker, and then $5.99 shipping and handling was charged back, and $18.97 was charged back, and that was on those were all on February the 11th. The only
there's
thing
like,
that's
there's like four charges that.
Yes, ma'am. The other one was $18.98 that went through. That was for the lifetime warranty that automatically comes bundled with the watch, and then $6.99 shipping and handling for the wireless earbuds went through, and that was on February the 11th.
I need you to credit all of those. I am not, and I called and sent you a message within 10 minutes of when this went through, and I saw all of these charges adding up that I did not approve of. I thought I was getting just earbuds for the $6.99 shipping. Now, I don't want those. I want you to credit everything back to my account the way it's supposed to be, and I need a label emailed to me so that I can put all your stuff back in and mail it back to you. I don't want any of it. I'm not paying any of it. I am disputing it with my bank. If you credit it, then I won't have to provide them all with all kinds of, which I have, documentation that I didn't approve of this. I don't want any of it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand.
In Michigan, I have 24 hours to cancel anything.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. I do apologize. The charges are valid, and I'm not able to, you know, tamper with those charges. But give me one moment to speak to my supervisor, and I'll see what we can do, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so after speaking to my supervisor, we do sincerely apologize. The best we can do is offer a 35% refund.
Excuse me? I need to speak with your supervisor. I will get 100% refund, not 85%. I don't want any of this. I need a shipping label to mail it all back to you. And in the state of Michigan, I get a zero refund. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm perfectly capable of handling this call. Give me just one moment, and I'll be right back on the line.
Zero. I'm paying zero.
And I am still on the line, ma'am. Your RMA number is 2F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, 4A as in Apple, 72C as in Charlie, 3C as in Charlie, B as in boy. Now, that RMA number is for you to ship all the products back, and I'm going to give you the address of where you need to send them to.
Okay, you came in halfway through whatever you were saying, so I have no idea what you were telling me before you were telling me. So can you
apologize.
Yes, ma'am. The RMA number is 2F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, 4A as in Apple, 72C as in Charlie, 3C as in Charlie, B as in boy.
And
you can repeat. Yes, ma'am.
What is this number?
It's called the RMA. It's the reshipping number that you will need to put on top of the address when you send the products back.
RMA?
Yes, it's called the RMA number.
RMA number. And who do I ship this back to?
I'm going to give you the address in just one moment, ma'am.
Okay. And they're going to give me a full refund on them, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Once you send this product off, to take it to the post office, send it off in the mail, just get the tracking number and call us back and make sure that that has, been delivered so we can, look at the tracking number. And once it's been delivered, you'll get a full refund.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still on the line.
Okay, because I'm hearing, I don't know what the noise is. It's a bad noise.
Oh, I do apologize. It's other agents in the background. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, ma'am. So the shipping address for the products are. You
okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's 105 Sarah Way. It's Serra. And it's Way, number 264, Milpitas, California. And that is spelled MILPITA. S, zip code 95035.
Okay, can I repeat all this so that we make sure I get this right?
Yes, ma'am, you may.
The RMA number that you gave me, to put above the address is 2, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, 4, A as in Apple, 7, 2, C as in Charlie, 3, C as in Charlie, B as in boy.
That is correct.
The address I have is 105 Sarah. That's S as in Sam, E-R-R-A.
Yes, ma'am. Wait. And that address is for the fitness watch, and then for, let's see here, for the wireless earbuds, the address that you would need to send them back to is...
Are you kidding me? Can't I just have them in the same package and ship it all back?
It gives
Why
a different...
Why is it all given to me in one package?
It gives a different address for the earbuds, so I'm just have to give it to you. I'm sorry, I do apologize. We are a third party call center and we do house many different campaigns, so I'm not sure why they have it like this.
And I'm not paying for shipping this back. Correct?
Give me just one moment, ma'am. Okay, so there is a 10% restocking fee for the items.
No, there's no. We're not understanding something. I'm not going to pay this with my credit card one way or another. So you guys can choose to do the right thing or not and be out the earbuds, the fitness watch, and all of this. Give me a label, a shipping address / label, that when I put this in the mail, it goes back to one location. You guys figure out this mess you created.
I apologize, ma'am, for the inconvenience.
I don't work for you.
I understand, ma'am.
Items. I called within 5 minutes and disputed it on my credit card. I will not be paying this. So you can choose to do the right thing and fix this. I'm giving you the opportunity. There's no restocking fee. There's no 85% charge. There's nothing. There's no charge whatsoever. You guys misrepresented who you were. I called you on it within 10 minutes and canceled all of this and sent you a reply that I am not paying for any of this. You went ahead and shipped it anyway. That's your problem. That's not mine. That's your problem. So
I do apologize.
Give me somebody that can fix this or fix it.
I do apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am, but those charges are valid, and until they receive the products back, they will not be able to issue you a full refund.
Well, I can't send them back if I don't have a shipping label.
I need
a shipping label to one location. If you can go through all of this trouble to con people into this shit, then you can go to all this trouble to get me a shipping label on my email for me to ship this back.
You did receive an email with the RMA number.
Pardon me?
When I issued for the RMA, you did receive an email.
So that has
and that's to the
attached to it to send it all back?
And that's to the email address, lori_champ@live.com.
And you sent me something because I'm not seeing it here.
It does it automatically once the RMA has been issued and it's went through. It still says that it is pending.
Okay, so again, we're not, somehow there is a miscommunication here. It is not my responsibility to mail these things back to you after I already went through all the hoops to get it canceled 5 minutes after I ordered it. Well, I only ordered one thing, and I was only going to pay shipping for $6.99. You guys decided to misrepresent and start putting more charges on for stuff I did not approve. Now I want nothing. I'm not paying $6.99 shipping. I'm not paying nothing. And I'm not paying anything to send it back to you. And I'm not paying my credit card, just so you know. I'm disputing this. I will have documentation to provide to them. You will not get your money. So you can do the right thing and get me a shipping label to send these things back to one load. I don't need to send it to two different locations or however many you think I should. I need to send it back to one place. You guys figure it out. Not my problem. It's yours.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand the inconvenience there. That RMA number has been issued, so once you get the email, you can find the address there, and you can send it back to that address.
Who's paying for the shipping? Does the RMA number eliminate my paying for shipping?
No, ma'am, it does not. There is a 10% restocking fee.
Why would I pay for shipping for something that I canceled 5 minutes after you guys screwed me over? Why would I pay to ship this stuff back to you?
Well, I do apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am, but
you
it does say in the terms.
All you want, it doesn't change the fact that I'm not paying for shipping. I'm not paying for any of these things. So how are we going to solve the problem? You don't have to keep apologizing. You have to solve the problem.
I'm trying to tell you what you need to do, ma'am.
Well, but then I'm paying for shipping out of my pocket. Why would I do that?
That's what they require before they can give you the full refund, is for you to send back the products with the 10% restocking fee,
but
the RMA number on top of the address.
I didn't ask you to send it to me, so why would I pay for it to be shipped back?
When you signed up for the 14-day trial period, ma'am.
I didn't sign up for anything. You're missing something here.
Where did you see the advertisement?
I did not agree to any of this.
Where did you see the advertisement for the earbuds and the fitness tracker?
Which you misrepresented because they don't believe you have anything to do with Costco.
Well, it does say in the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial period. You're only paying shipping and handling, and that's the $6.99 and $5.99 charges that you first paid when you signed up. And then after that, if you don't call and cancel.
No. You guys are not understanding something. Can I speak with a manager or somebody? Because you're not getting it. You're just
yes,
not
ma'am.
Getting it.
I'm
going
to transfer
you.
Give me,
people, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment while I get a supervisor on the line.
Thank you. Hello?
I'm still on the line, ma'am. I'm just still notating the account while I wait for a supervisor.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm transferring you to supervisor now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling customer support.
You too.
Bye-bye.